Well, good morning. It's Wednesday, September the 9th, 2020, 7:30 a.m. It's snowing. It's snowing. It's not like spitting snow. It's actually snowing. It's light snow. It's very fine, very tiny little flakes. But it's snowing. The sidewalks are wet, but they're not covered. Grasses. A lot of places the grass is covered. The picture this morning pretty much shows what it looks like here. It's dark. It's dark. It's snow covered. It's icky. Temperature's 35 or so, 34 outside my back door. The official temperature is below freezing, but I'm pretty much dressed for 20 degrees. I've got three layers, including my parka. I didn't put on my long johns. I didn't need them. Roofs are covered. That's interesting. I'm just looking at all the houses around here. I'm down in the neighborhood and looking around at the houses. They've all got, the roofs are all covered with white. Odd chemical smell. Some sort of cleaning fluid. So yeah, yesterday was a holiday. Yesterday I took off. I got up in the morning, it was rain. It was a heavy rain. It was good, solid, soaking rain. And then mixing with snow. So yeah, I called it my September snow day yesterday. Not gonna happen that often. September anyway. So I called yesterday off as a holiday. I took a holiday. Literally played Fallout 4 all day. No, that's not true, because I had to go grocery shopping. I had to fix meals. I had to do the normal stuff that I have to do, holiday or not. But I didn't try to write. I let my brain stop for a bit. And then I was so jammed to just do it again today. I really was. But the problem is that if I do it again today, then they're gonna want to do it again tomorrow and then the next day. And I had a holiday. Yesterday was my holiday. Today is not my holiday. Today I have work to do. I have several stuff to do. He's got a wood fire going this morning. Jogger out, jogging nice now. She waved to me. So the day off actually did some good for me, I think. It did. Gave my brain a chance to sort of catch up. I like this new Ishmael story. I maybe start it over. Because... not really. I don't need to restart it. I will need to prune it. I will need to trim it back. The beginning is... the same problem with this beginning as I did with Ownershare, and that there's a lot of wandering around and talking things through and ambling about, and it's not really the book I want to write. It's kind of like the literary throat clearing to get ready to write the book. So I'll probably just keep going and then see if I'm right when I get to the end. I've been postponing putting together the Finwell Bay. I need to deal with that. I don't have a cover yet. But today's the 9th, so I'll have it in 4 or 5 days. It'll only take me a few hours to format the book, but it'll take a couple days to come up with good product description for it. Snow's picking up. I don't know why I'm laughing, because it's not really that funny. It's just it fills me with a kind of sense of wonder. It's like, look, it's snowing. After the apocalyptic hellscape we had on Sunday with the fires from the smoke turning noon so dark, we had to turn lights on. It turned everything outside red. Everything was red. It looked like the apocalypse. It looked like those few moments of total eclipse, where everything takes on an otherworldly light, an otherworldly glow. It was like that, except that it lasted for hours. And it's hard to believe it, just like 2 days ago, it was 90 degrees here. So I saw Dave was talking about, Dave Robeson, when he was with me last week. He was talking about was it last week? Must have been, because it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. He's talking about perhaps taking a page out of the book and doing a morning walk himself, because he walks, he does that morning thing in the park near his house, near his apartment. And he posted, let's say yesterday, he posted the first one. I put my hood back. I don't know if that was a mistake or not. So if you want to hear Dave talk on his own, on a real, you know, actually hear his voice as opposed to the crackly, snappily bit that we recorded. Dave's URL is butterymanvoice.com. Oh, it's the snow hitting the trees. Get ready, sit with me. I'm up the post. I stopped for a minute because I heard this pitter-pattering sound, and it's like, couldn't imagine where it was coming from. I thought it was like the snow hitting the bill of my cap, but the bill of my cap is not hard. It wouldn't give a click sound. It's the, oh no, it's on my coat. Yep, that's what it is. The little snowflakes hitting my coat. Now I need to put that hood back up. My little ears are cold. It's really quite, well, not too surprisingly, it's really quite chilly. It's lower 30s. And we'll be back up in the 80s tomorrow, the next day. I won't have to shovel, let's put it that way. Yeah, it's not really hard right now. I didn't see what the forecast, the revised forecast was for today. Talking about 2 or 3 inches of snow down south, down around Denver. I'm sure there's more in the mountains, but one expects it a little bit in the mountains. It's, and in a lot of ways, it's kind of a weird mindset. It's like, well, I'm not in the mountains. So why would it be, you know, why would it be that way this way here? I'm not in the mountains. And yet I'm walking here. Where I'm walking right now is 4,800 feet. Which is taller than pretty much all of Appalachia. I think. How did I say that? No, I don't know. But it's certainly more elevated than a whole lot of the United States. But it's just, you know, it's just flat here. It's like, you know, there's no, there's just mountains, but they're over that way. There's a couple of knolls around, but I mean, there's nothing mountainous here. I was burning a little oil, I think. Wow, holy cow. I got a snoot full of that guy's exhaust, and it's just lingering. So, no, I haven't lost my sense of smell, so I don't have that symptom. Still can't rule out being asymptomatic, but I feel okay. I finally figured out what I was talking about the other day about raccoon and what the hell they were trying to do. And I went back and forth with them a couple of times, and it was still like they're trying to form social community around podcasts to link up podcasts and listeners. And I was trying to figure out, okay, well, how is this different from like Frog Pants or any of the other networks, like Stitchers, the aggregators, or the iTunes Music Store, or wherever it is podcasts go these days, on Apple. And I'm like, how is that different from what's happening now? What value added proposition are we talking about here? And after a couple of rather snotty dismissive, well, I'm really talking about podcasters, not people like you. Because I keep using terms like platform and community and using them in ways that I recognize the words, but I have any idea what the hell they're saying. Turns out what they're talking about is having the ability to open social media while you're doing a podcast. Sort of like podcast live streaming, but then recording it and producing it. And it's like, okay, is there a big market for this? Is there a big demand for that? There might be. I don't know. There could be, I suppose. It just struck me as being, I'm on Twitter right now as I'm walking. What is the difficulty? Other than the fact that I'm not paying any attention to Twitter right now, so it doesn't really matter what anybody's saying. So I don't know. Sorry, it was very curious. It was a very odd setup. It looked like so much technology. There's so many tech startups, so many entrepreneurial ideas. It looked very much like a solution in search of a problem. Really? Sure, I mean, if you're sitting, you know, you're sitting warm and dry in a studio, and you've got two or three other people on live voice with you, you've got recording going. I mean, streamers do it all the time because they have chats going beside their stream. In many cases, they're doing Discord on the side as well. It's like, yeah, but it could be a whole new thing. Or it could be somebody's just discovered podcasting for the first time and they think they've invented it. We're overdue. It's been a couple of months now since somebody invented podcasting. Anyway, I made it. I'm at the back gate. I'm gonna get undercover before I unmask the phone here. Oh, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.